these two powerful elements. If a person is rich, he got wealth, he got the power. He can do whatever he wants to do through his wealth. He can enjoy his life through his wealth. Poor person cannot do anything, but rich person, the wealthy person, can do so many things because he has the power of wealth in his hand, in this dunya. Another power of powerful weapon is the kid, is the children. If a person has more children, he is regarded more powerful person. But on the Yawmul Qiyamah, it will be other way around. Your children will not be beneficial to you. Your wealth will not be beneficial to you. Another scenario Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِّرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. يوم القيامة, everyone will be run out from each other. Son will run out from the daughter, from the father, and daughter will run away from the mother, brother will run away from the brother, wife will run away from the husband. That will be the scenario of Yawmul Qiyamah. So, heart is very important element or organ of the human body. And that is why the iman remains in the heart. What is the worldly, what is the definition of kalima? What is the definition of iman? As Ulama explained, that iqraru bil lisan, وَتَصْدِيقُ بِالْقَلْبِ. A shahada, when a person wants to embrace Islam, he has to utter the words of shahada, kalma shahada, أَشْهَدُ اللَّهَ إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ اللَّهُ. By the tongue, اِقْرَارُ بِاللِّسَانِ, there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the second part, which is more important, is internal, وَتَصْدِيقُ بِالْقَلْبِ. Then he have to prove it through his heart. That whatever he is believing, he is doing accordingly what he is believing. He is not only lip service, but he is practicing whatever he is claiming. Whatever he is claiming, he is practicing on it. So tasdeequm bil lisan again is the matter of the heart. Heart is the one who is going to confirm it. That yes, truly, you believe in one Allah because you are obeying all His commands. And truly, you are believing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final messenger because you are practicing upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this tasdeeq will come through the heart. This tasdeeq, confirmation will be done by the heart. That's why again, it is so important that our heart has to be perfect. So what is the effect of the sin? This is what I'm trying to explain. May Allah give me also tawfiq. So when a person is committing sin, Rasulullah ﷺ symbolized it, they explained to his Sahaba that one black spot comes on his heart. Nowhere else. His eyesight will be okay, his brain will be okay, his lungs will be okay, kidney will be okay. But the black spot will come where? Through the heart. Effect will be only on the heart. And when he's going to make the sincere tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I have done wrong, please forgive me. You are the only one who can forgive me. Right? Then what happens if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept his tawbah because of his ikhlas and sincerity? Allah is going to remove the black spot from his heart. Heart will become clean again. Like our cloth, if some dirt or something filth comes on the cloth, what we do? We launder it, we dry it, we clean it. We wash it with the water. We wash it with the water, it becomes clean again. We can wear it again. No one will be able to see that dark or filth again on our dress, on our cloth. Likewise, on the heart is also, when a person is repenting, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that black spot from his heart. The heart becomes clean. But he doesn't care. He is neglectful. He doesn't worry about it. And he continues living his life. Transgression. One after the other. Sin committing one after the other. What will happen? second sin, second dot, third sin, third dot. To that extent, his entire heart becomes dark because of the spots, black spots. When the entire thing becomes dark, or the whole heart, then he will not be able to differentiate between right and wrong, between halal and haram. Then he's just going to live his life as an animal. No direction. So this is what happened. What is the side effect of the sin? Sheikh Ibn Qayyim Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the great scholars of Islam, has mentioned there are several effects or side effects of the sin. Here he just mentioned the nine, which I'll go through quickly. Number one, if a person is committing sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives him from the knowledge. The first effect or bad effect of the sin is he will be deprived of the knowledge of the deen. He will become ignorant. The second effect of the sin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to decrease his risk. His sustenance will be decreased. And he will suffer for that. So a sinner cannot live happy life. He always will be full of anxiety, worry, concern, and his life will be miserable. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ, whoever disregard and go away from my zikr, my remembrance, he doesn't have time to remember me, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, I will make their worldly life miserable, full of problems, full of anxiety, full of sorrow. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَى. And the second effect of this is transgression and violation will be, I will raise him on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ as a blind person. Although he would be a believer, but because of his sins, Allah is going to snatch away all the hidayah. May Allah save all of us. Then he will say, Ya Allah, in dunya I used to look at, I have eyesight. How come I blind today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply that in dunya you never had time to remember me. You forgot me. You disregarded me. Today I am going to disregard you. May Allah save all of us. The third effect of the sin, my brothers and sisters, feeling distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will watch and you will see those who are negligent about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are stay away from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah become distant from them. They don't like to come to the masjid. They live their life. They don't want someone to come and knock their door and remind them about salah. Say, well, how come you come to me? I don't have time for the masjid. So this is the effect of their sins, which keep them away from the masjid, keep them away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't like them. Allah doesn't give them tawfiq to come to the house of Allah. The fourth effect, because they feel distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will feel the distance from the righteous people too. They don't like to see any sheikh. They don't like to see any pious person. They rather stay away from them. They want a bad company. They don't like to enjoy a good people's company. This is also effect of the sin. The fifth effect is the life become difficult and their du'as are not accepted. Although they will have the wealth, they will have all the sources of the dunya, but they won't have the peace of mind. With all luxury, they're living in the big house, driving the flashy car, everything. Outwardly, is living in luxury, but if you see inside the heart, he will have no peace of mind. He will have no contentment of the heart. And their dua will not be accepted. If they are in trouble, if they are going through any difficulties, they raise their hands because they are not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not praying on time. They are not coming to the masjid. Their dua will not be accepted. Allah will say, I don't care about you. You keep on crying in front of me. I'm not going to listen to you. The sixth effect, my brother, mentioned, it weakens their heart and the body. The sin have the effect on the heart. Heart becomes weak and the body becomes weak. You see the Sahaba were very physically, they were weak. They hardly used to eat proper food three times or two times a day. Most of the time they used to be hungry and thirsty, right? But how they used to go in the battlefield and used to fight against the kuffar, they used to kill the several kuffar. What was that? That was the strength of their iman, that was the power of their body Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to grant them because of their good actions. So when a good action can strengthen your body, can strengthen your heart, on the other way, the sin will weaken your heart and will weaken your body. The seventh effect of the sin, my brothers and sisters, is the shortening of the life. Allah will take away the barakat and blessing from their life. They will not enjoy the life. The eight sins lead to another sin. When a person is committing one sin and is not regretting, then is going to encourage to the other sin, then the third sin. To that extent, he becomes used to. Then he is committing major sins. He does not regarding anything. He's not feeling shy. He's not ashamed of the sins, because it becomes his second habit. Committing sin for him is nothing. There is no shame. So he becomes shameless. And one sin will lead to another sin. And the ninth one, my brothers, the sinner becomes insignificant among the people. In the society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away his respect, his dignity. Although he is very handsome, outlooking, or very rich, or wealthy, or is having very big position, but inside the heart of the people, people will hate him. People will have no respect about him. People will stay away from him. For this hatred of the people, disrespect and disregard of the people, Allah will create because of the sin. He will be not famous among the people. People don't want to stay with him. Everyone say, oh, he's a sinner, don't go near by him. Although he will have wealth, position, everything, but inside the heart of the people, he will lose the respect. He will lose their honor. So these are the side effects of the sins. May Allah forgive all of us and grant us the tawfiq to be a good action.